The reduction in production has really been driven out of India and Thailand, particularly in the last few months, where we've seen dry conditions contract production pretty strongly there. China's also seen a really strong fall in production, and that's increased their import demand, and that's certainly impacting global sugar trade that's happening, and regional sugar trade as well.
How likely is it, though, that a deficit will continue into the future? We're talking about sustaining the Australian sugar industry in years to come, that a deficit will play a role in that. But these deficits, a big factor in those deficits has been the climate and droughts.
Oh, look, that's absolutely right, and that's, you know, where we were sitting last year was on the back of 5 years of a row of surplus production, and we had some very low prices on the back of that. So, look, Australia is very exposed to the global sugar market and thus global production trends. They will be cyclical, and certainly we will experience good opportunities when they come up from a weather perspective or a production tightness perspective. But I think in terms of where the optimism sits for the Australian industry is really solid market share in some of our key markets, and really working on maintaining level playing field market access into those markets, which will ensure that we have a good customer base and great places to export our sugar.
And when you were addressing growers, you did say that while Australia is the third largest exporter of sugar, our market share is shrinking. How difficult is it then for us to gain, or for our growers to try and gain access to these markets where there are deficits?
We certainly haven't expanded our volumes to the level that Brazil and Thailand have grown in the last 10 to 15 years. But I think importantly, from an Australian perspective, a focus on our productivity locally, on our competitiveness into those markets from a cost perspective is really important, as well as making sure that our access is completely even and on an even keel with those competitor exporters.
That's Rabobank commodity analyst Georgia Toomey. Listening to her presentation, there were 100 sugarcane growers from around the Mackay region, and not everyone was quite as excited about growing the industry's export market.
My name's Tony Bajaya. I farm at Palmyra. As far as Australian sugar industry goes, I feel our own production is a major issue in all this. Our production has got to be lifted for us to get the max out of what we're trying to grow.
Joseph Ball, I farm at Plaistow in the Mackay Sugar area. Basically, I believe along the same lines of what Tony has said, if we've got to lift our efficiency in particular, and also we need to be holding our market share, if not trying to open up a larger market share. And I guess accreditation through BNP and Bonsucro and other things like that, it will be a major way heading in that direction.
My name's Rex Tropiano. I farm in Marion. We've seen our local productivity decline and plateau at a level probably 15% below where it used to be historically. And for the industry to prosper and move forward and make the most of the opportunities, we need to see an increase in productivity, tonnes of sugar per hectare, tonnes of cane per hectare, not unlike the cotton industry has been able to achieve, and that's where their profitability and levels have come from, is from the gains in actual yield per hectare, not in price.